More than 60 mostly Spanish-speaking farm workers rallied outside the Guest House International Pacific Inn on the evening of Friday, July 12th, to protest a proposed rent increase on their homes in Watsonville. According to Tony Madrigal, a community activist from Santa Cruz, farm workers have been trying for months to convince the landlord to negotiate the rent increase, but the landlord, Pravin Patel, who is also the Pacific Inn's owner, has thus far refused to listen to their complaints.
We tried putting pressure on him in Watsonville, and now we're trying to put pressure on him here in Santa Cruz because we realize that this guy owns land and owns property in a lot of places in the county.
A quick search of the internet turned up the name Pravin Patel as owner of the Travel Lodge in Sun City, California, as well as the Regency Inn located in Los Baños, California. Calls seeking comment from Mr. Patel to confirm this information were not immediately returned. Located at 330 Ocean Street, near Broadway in Santa Cruz, the Guest House International Pacific Inn's 36 rooms range in price from $40 to $200 per night. Friday's demonstration was organized by Jesus Fernandez of the Center for Community Advocacy, a nonprofit organization based in Salinas devoted to farm worker health and housing advocacy. According to Fernandez, Pravin Patel has been seeking to raise rents by as much as $500 on the Watsonville units since November 2001.
A one-bedroom unit has been increased from $475 to $650. There's been two-bedroom units that have been increased from $900 to $1,400, you know. And keep in mind, all these people are farm-working people.
Within minutes of their arrival Friday night in front of the motel, organizers reported that Pacific Inn's management turned on the water sprinkler system to keep them off the property. Police were also called to the scene, but no incidents were reported. Motel management declined to comment for this story. Daryl Darling, a Methodist pastor and owner of the Darling House Bed and Breakfast on West Cliff Drive, is a personal friend of Pravin Patel, as well as one of the lawyers representing the farm workers. He addressed the demonstration, saying essentially that he would intervene and try to mediate a settlement between the two parties. When asked for his opinion of the rent increase, Mr. Darling was somewhat evasive, saying,
"It's important to understand the whole situation. I'll do my best to understand all the aspects of the transactions and to see if we can come to what's just and fair for everyone."
But Tony Madrigal is hopeful that an equitable settlement can be reached.
We want something that's fair and negotiated. Negotiated rent increases are a lot more fair than simply high, enormous, imposed rent increases.
In the meantime, both parties will meet on Monday evening at 7 p.m. at the office of the Center for Community Advocacy in Watsonville. For Freak Radio Santa Cruz, my name's Aviman.